Debut author Saratoga Schaefer, originally from Brooklyn and named after Saratoga Springs, will have a book launch event at Northshire Bookstore in the Spa City on March 19th. That's St. Joseph's Day, by the way. And the reason is because they've just written an amazing new book, an adult thriller, Serial Killer Support Group. The novel is about a woman who infiltrates a serial killer support group to track down her sister's murderer. Saratoga has a background in marketing, content creation, film, and art, and has been writing stories about murder for as long as they can remember. In addition to telling stories about acting as an alcohol-free ambassador, Saratoga climbs rocks. Rock climbing? Rock climbing. Teaches yoga and hikes mountains. And today, she's a guest on our radio show. Good morning. Hello. How are you?
I'm great. How are you? Thank you for having me.
It's very nice to have you here. Thank you very much. It's a real pleasure to have you. How did you get around to serial killers?
A couple years ago, I was reading something, and there was this sort of throwaway line about how there's no such thing as a support group for murderers, and that got me thinking, no, but what if there was, and what if there was one specifically for serial killers, and what would that look like? How would that work? It just kind of stuck in my brain, and I went from there, and the story kind of just flowed.
And the thing that I was reading earlier about you having an interest in murder stories for a long time, do you know what it is that has kept that flame alive?
I think for me, it's an offshoot of anxiety. It's like this need to understand and explore the darker aspects of life, because otherwise my brain is just constantly thinking about it, which isn't helpful. So this sort of focus on things that are creepy or dark or scary is my way of working through it and working through my anxieties and getting some catharsis from it. So that's just always been something I've been drawn to.
But that is that seems to be a drastic way, right?
Sure.
I mean, it's not like, oh, okay, we're going to go climb rocks now.
Sure.
Whereas we're going to think about murder.
Yeah. I mean, specifically with serial killers, that was very interesting to me because our society in general is sort of obsessed with them, especially in recent years, but kind of always. There's been this steady increase of media, a presence and interest in serial murder. And I think that's very interesting in terms of what that means for us as a society and why we are so obsessed with people like this. And I think that was part of what I wanted to explore here, is not only the sort of trope or idea of serial killers in general, but then what that means for us culturally and why this is so fascinating to us.
The main character, Syrah or Syra?
Syra.
Syra. Syra Griffin's younger sister is murdered by a serial killer. And then they infiltrate a support group for serial killers. What is it about? Give us a sense of Syra and the motivations of this character.
Yeah. So Syra is a very interesting character. She was a little bit difficult for me to write, actually, because she's very closed off. She's unemotional. She's very guarded, which is quite different from how I am. But her entire life was basically centered around her younger sister, taking care of her, making sure she was okay, making sure she was safe. So when she loses her, when this horrific thing happens and she dies, she kind of loses this part of her identity and this part of her humanity. So the only recourse she has going forward is to find who did this and to enact her version of justice, which is perhaps a little bit closer to vengeance. And this is what has become her entire life purpose now. So she is very, very goal-oriented throughout this book of trying to do this one thing.
The way the character infiltrates this group is fascinating. Give us a sense of, without giving anything away, but of a sense of how that infiltration takes place.
Yeah, so this is a support group for serial killers, and it's underground. It's on the dark web. It's very hard to get into it. The cops are trying, but there's not really any sense of if this is even real or not. And Syra, because she's sort of let go of aspects of her humanity here, is able to do some maybe morally questionable things that allow her to gain access and to gain the trust of the people running the group and the people within the group.
I know this is a stupid question, but are there really serial killer support groups?
If there are, I have not heard of them. We probably would not hear of them. It would probably be very difficult.
But you assume probably are. Like, it just seems to be the way our world works. Like, if you can think of it, probably it exists somewhere.
I mean, yeah, that was kind of the whole impetus around the book was, if this does exist, what does it look like?
Well, right. But also that we buy the concept, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that there is a murder, serial killer support group, and we're reading the book and saying, that tracks.
Yeah. I mean, I think it doesn't track for some people. I think you might have a little bit of suspension of belief here, but I do, especially with the way our world is growing in terms of like social media and being online and different types of communities, I don't think it's a far reach to think that something like this could exist.
What do you think that it fascinates us as readers, us as human beings, about revenge?
I think for revenge, there is this sense of closure there. I think the idea of revenge or vengeance or even justice is very closely linked to that idea of closure. And closure is one of those things that we often really, really want and very rarely get, or at least get in the way that we sort of have pictured it in our head. So this idea of taking matters into our own hands and facilitating our own closure, whatever that looks like, whether that's morally, you know, repugnant or not, is a big thing, I think, for people and for humanity in general.
One of the things that's fascinating in this book is what Syra is willing to do to be part of this group. But it is in the name of revenge. And so to double down on what we were just talking about, Syra's willing to go a long way for that revenge.
Yeah. She's essentially decided to do her research, get some disguises, and become one of them. Her sort of tactic here is to pretend to be a serial killer herself in order to integrate with them, to gain their trust, to be able to sort of sniff out which one of them could be responsible for her sister's death. So that also required a lot of research for me, not only about serial killers, but about female serial killers specifically and what that difference is. And that kind of shows up in the book because there is also this very interesting undercurrent of sexism in the way people and the media look at female serial killers as contrasted to male serial killers.
So give an example of that.
So for example, you get, you know how the media likes to give people nicknames and stuff. So like you'll get some really intense, scary, frightening nicknames for male serial killers. But then on the flip side, female serial killers get nicknames like Grannibal Lecter, where they're kind of like jokes. They're meant to be punny or they're meant to be kind of like sexy, but they don't carry the same aggressive weight that those nicknames for male serial killers do.
What surprised you is in doing your research about female serial killers? I mean, there are more men who kill in this fashion than women. stop. Think about that. Okay, let's go on. And then, but of what was interesting to you in that research?
Yeah, I think what was interesting was that for a long time, people assumed that female serial killers were killing mostly as sort of like, if you think of it as like a hunter versus gatherer thing, female serial killers were not hunting, they were gathering. They were killing for either money or resources or to get something, essentially, to survive. But then there would be instances of female serial killers that don't fit into that profile and that were acting more in quote unquote typical male ways, in that they were hunting or they seemed to do it because they just simply enjoyed it. And I think that was really interesting, in that women, just like men, cannot be all put in one box and have like this blanket statement of this is how you operate when you're this kind of person.
So Syra goes really deep, and to the point where there is that moment where, humanity,
mm-hmm.
right? And that is of how far are you gonna go to do this, because the whole point of this is that they've lost their sister.
Right. There is this instance. There's a few instances where Syra has to kind of check in with herself and pull back a little bit, because she is doing what I think a lot of us do, especially the people who are sort of, you know, really into serial killers, really into like serial killer podcasts or true crime, all that stuff, where you forget about the victims and they become less centered and less important because the obsession with the person perpetrating the crimes is so overwhelming that you forget why we're here. You forget that original intent. And Syra sort of becomes aware of that and has to sort of deal with that as she goes through, because she's interacting with these men who are active. They're active serial killers. And what is the morality there of being so single-minded, focused on your goal, when in reality there could be other people in danger? And she has to kind of navigate that. And it's a big part of her character arc.
And isn't a part of this the overall interest that we have in serial killers in general, because there are so many podcasts and books and so forth, that there is a fascination? I mean, there's even trading cards. I mean, it's a whole thing. Is because these are people who live among us and we just don't know. They have the secrets. They're right there out in front of, as my mother used to say, in front of God and everybody. And yet no one knows.
Yeah, I think that's definitely part of it, that, you know, every time someone gets caught, you know, you always have that one guy on TV who's like, he was my neighbor and I never suspected him at all. But I also think part of it is this idea that this is kind of like one of the worst things we can imagine doing to another person. It's not just murder. It's consistent murder over a period of time that is very intent and sometimes personal. And I think that's part of the fascination, is like why? Why are some people driven to this? What is the, you know, humanity behind that? Who are these people? I think there's a lot of fear-based sort of, I don't know, relationships there of like why people are so obsessed with it. But it's very interesting. And I think that's part of what I really wanted to like dive into here.
Saratoga Schaefer's new book is Serial Killer Support Group. And they will be at North Dryer Bookstore in the Spa City, Saratoga Springs, on March 19th for an event. And that's very exciting. Congratulations.
Thank
the
you.
Book is published by Crooked Lake and is just terrific. Saratoga Schaefer, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.